Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashant Nilam, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai to continue this Thursday live broadcast from the studios. I just returned from Mandir after the live bhajan sessions. And as always, bhajans leave you so recharged and with a feeling of, what can I say? It is a very uplifting experience. This morning I was speaking to a Sai youth from Australia, and he told me how he always found Prashanti bhajans to be something very special, very different from bhajans elsewhere. And he told me that one word, that it uplifts him. He told, it fills me with a divine joy which I cannot express, and I don't experience this anywhere else. And he said, I have heard bhajans in various other Sai centers and other holy places, but Prashanti bhajans is something I don't know. It's a feeling of joy that I don't experience anywhere else. And dear listeners, to replicate and recreate this feeling of joy, this feeling of being lost with the divine in congregational singing, in Sai bhajans, is what is the endeavor of Radio Sai, and that is the reason why we've started this program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And we are very happy to share with you that as we complete 1 year of Thursday live programs from the studios, it was in the month of May last year that we started this endeavor, and it has been 52 weeks of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom with this new format. This program always existed even before we started Thursday Live, but this 45 minutes duration of this program in the new format with a very elaborate explanation of the raga, the tala, the meaning of every word, and also a conversation with a member of the Prashanti Bhajan group, all this started a year ago. 52 weeks, 52 bhajan tutor sessions, comprehensive sessions in the expanded format. And dear listeners, we are really grateful to all of you for your encouraging comments and positive support all through this journey of 52 weeks. It could not have happened without Bhagwan's grace and His invisible hand guiding us and working every week through so many people who serve behind the scenes. So we begin yet another Thursday Live Bhajan Tutor session today, and we start with a Ganesha Bhajan, praying to this beautiful elephant-faced Lord, the one who removes all obstacles and difficulties, praying Him that we can continue this program as long as the Lord wills. So let us start this session with a prayer. Lord, the one who removes all obstacles and difficulties, praying Him that we can continue. Let us first offer our prayerful and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of that Infinite One, who is the Primordial One, the One without a beginning and an end. Dear Lord, please bless us so that our focus never ever sways from Your name, Your form, Your glory and Your music. Let us see You and feel You in every moment of our lives. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to yet another episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And the bhajan we will be learning today is dedicated to Lord Ganesha. The first line goes like this.
Gaja Mukha Gananatha.
So this is what we'll be learning now, but first let's get familiar with the lyrics, and then we'll move on to the raga, the tala, the inner significance of every word of this bhajan, and in the end we will have a short conversation with Mr. Abhishek Narayan Acharya,
a former student of the music college here in Prashantiland and someone who has been part of the Prashanti Bhajan group. So the conversation with Abhishek is coming up towards the end of the program. For now, let's begin with learning the bhajan, and here are the lyrics to begin with.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C Pancham. Gajamukha, Gajamukha, Gananatha, Sura Muni Vandita Gunashila. Gajamukha, Gajamukha, Gananatha, Sura Muni Vandita Gunashila.
So now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. First, you will hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. Anirudh will follow Ravi Kumar after every line. Dear listeners, you too, please join him. This will help you to get a grasp of the tune of this Ganesha bhajan. So, here is the tune.
Gajamukha, Gajamukha, Gananatha. Gajamukha, Gajamukha, Gananatha. Suramuni Vandita Gunashila. Suramuni Vandita Gunashila. Gajamukha, Gajamukha, Gananatha. Gajamukha, Gajamukha, Gananatha. Suramuni Vandita Gunashila. Suramuni Vandita Gunashila. Gajamukha, Gajamukha, Gananatha. Gajamukha, Gajamukha, Gananatha. Suramuni Vandita Gunashila. Suramuni Vandita Gunashila. Suramuni Vandita Gunashila. Suramuni Vandita Gunashila. Gajamukha, Gajamukha, Gananatha.
So that was the tune of the bhajan and the voices of Ravi Kumar and Brother Anirudh. And fortunately, Anirudh is here with us now in the studios. Welcome, Anirudh, to this program.
Thank you, Vishu.
So tell us, in which raga is this composition based?
This bhajan, Gajamukha, Gajamukha, it is based on the rag Natai in Carnatic music.
Okay.
And if you see in Hindustani music, it is based on the rag Jog.
Mm-hmm.
I'll explain to you both these ragas.
Okay.
So, first we'll take Natai.
Okay.
The Arohana and the Avarohana, I'll tell you. Sare Gama Padhani Sa Sa Ne Pama Gama Re Sa. This is the Carnatic way of expressing this raga in vocals.
Okay.
Sa re. Actually, if you see, the note is sa ga.
Yes.
But I'm singing sa re.
So as you sing re, you touch ga and
yeah,
tam.
Yeah, that is a Carnatic way of giving the expression of the raga. Sa re ga ma pa da ni da. Actually, the note is ni ni. Gama bada ne zani pama gama re zan. So this is the Natai notes.
Okay.
And if you see the rag jog in Hindustani music, sa ga ma pa ni sa. Sa ga, ga is major, shuddha ga. Ma pa ni ni one, komal ni. Sa, sa ni, again komal ni, sa ni pa ma ga, major ga, sa ni pa ma ga ma za ga, that ga is a minor ga, komal ga.
Okay.
So, beautiful way of blending both the gas.
Yes.
Sa ni pa ma ga ma za ga ni ga za.
Wow, wonderful.
There is a very famous kriti, Mahaganapatin.
Yes.
Very popular kriti in the raga Natai. It goes like this. Mahaganapatim manasa smarami. Mahaganapatim manasa smarami. Mahaganapatim manasa smarami. Vasishta Vamadeva Devandita Mahaganapatim.
Beautiful. It's a very popular kriti.
Yeah.
And we didn't know that it is in the rag Natai. Beautiful. So our bhajan also is in this raga, Gajamukha, Gajamukha, as you mentioned.
I can say this bhajan, maybe it's not exactly... It doesn't fall on jog or Natai, but it is based on these two.
Largely based
yeah,
on this.
Largely based on these.
Okay. Wonderful.
I'll explain to you note by
sure,
note.
Sure. Go ahead.
Gajamukha, Gajamukha, Gananatha. Gama pa 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 pa. Gama pa da ni pa. Suramuni vandita gunashila pasasasane sappanima gamapamagazam gajamukha gajamukha gananatha Papani pa sa 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 di. Here it little deviates, I think,
yes.
The flavor. Papani pa sa 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 di ga za. Gajamukha gajamukha ganana tha. Papani pa sa 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 sa. Ga 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 ma pa ma ga za Sura muni vandita gunashila Sa za di za sa za ni pa pa sa ni za ni Sura muni vandita gunashila Pasa za za ni za pa ni ma ga ma pa ma ga za.
Beautiful. So tell us a few other bhajans which are based on this raga Natai.
Yeah. Samba sada shiva saishwara. This is based on Natai.
Yes.
And I think we have Prem Ishwar hai, Ishwar Prem hai.
Yes.
All this is joke based.
Yes.
Dinanatha Shankara. In this bhajan, Pariti Purishwara Shankara.
Yes.
Typical joke based expression.
Yes. Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you very much, Anirudh.
Thank you.
I think it's really beautiful learning about how this raga is treated so differently in two different schools of music. And at the same time, there are bhajans which will conform more to the Hindustani style, and there are bhajans which will conform to the Carnatic style.
If you take, for example, Samba Sadashiva is a Carnatic style of bhajan.
Yes.
Saishwara.
Correct.
All
this. Yes.
Expressions come in the Carnatic music, so
yes.
It's more based on Nate.
Nate.
Whereas if you take Devi Bhavani, all this will be like little joke.
Yes.
The sunny basics.
It's wonderful. Thank you very much, Anirudh, for
sharing your
insights.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Coming now to the Tala, this bhajan is based on the regular 8-beat Kerva Tal, which in Carnatic music is the Adi Talam. So now we are familiar with the lyrics, the raga and the Tala. Let's move on to the most important part, the bhava, or the feeling with which we should sing this bhajan to make it a worthy offering to our beloved Bhagwan. We start with the first line.
Gajamukha, Gajamukha, Gananatha.
Here the word Gajamukha is sung twice. It comes from Gaja meaning elephant and Mukha means face. The other word is Gananatha, coming from Gana, referring to the celestial entities that form the army of Lord Ganesha, and Natha means master or lord. There are so many legends that explain how Lord Ganesha acquired the head of an elephant. One story is how he was safeguarding the residence of his mother, Mother Parvati, and as he was doing this, he had to fight a war with Lord Shiva and eventually was beheaded. And then finally Lord Shiva bestowed him with the head of an elephant. That is one story. There's another, again narrated by Bhagwan in a discourse delivered on 7th October 1997. Swami says how a demon named Gajasura undertook intense penance and sought Lord Shiva's blessings. The Lord soon appeared before him and offered a boon. Gajasura desired that fire should go forth from him continuously so that no one could approach him. And Lord Shiva said, "So be it." Gajasura continued his penance. The Lord appeared before him now and then, and on one occasion he asked Gajasura what exactly he wanted, and the demon said, "Lord, I have one more request. I want you to dwell in my stomach." The Lord granted this boon to and lodged himself in the stomach of the demon. And as the story goes, Lord Shiva's consort, Mother Parvati, started searching for him everywhere but could not find him anywhere. And as a last resort, she asked Lord Vishnu for help. Lord Vishnu then thought of a plan to release Lord Shiva. He converted Nandi, or Lord Shiva's bull, into a dancing bull and led it before Gajasura. And he himself assumed the role of a piper playing music on the pipe while the bull danced. Gajasura became ecstatic with his entertainment, seeing this funny dancing bull, and being very happy, he asked the piper what he wanted, and the piper said, "Can you give what I ask?" And the demon said, "I shall give whatever you ask for." And then Lord Vishnu, in the disguise of that piper, said, "If that is so, release from your stomach Lord Shiva, who is dwelling there." The moment Gajasura heard this, he realized that the piper was Lord Vishnu himself, because other than him, no one could know the secret of Lord Shiva's presence in his stomach. He immediately fell at the feet of Lord Vishnu and released Lord Shiva. And then he asked for a boon. He requested the Lord. He said, "O Lord, I have been blessed with many boons, but my last request is that all should cherish my memory by worshipping my head after I pass away." And Lord Shiva then granted this boon by placing Gajasura's head
on his son Ganesha. So that is how Lord Ganesha acquired the head of an elephant. Again, another story. But what is the inner significance of the elephant head? Baba added in this discourse and said, the elephant is a symbol of might and magnitude. Given its large foot, it is the one which creates a new way, a new path in the forest. And that is the quality of a leader. The one who shows the way for others. In fact, there is much more to this. The significance of having the elephant head. Why is Lord Ganesha having this fascinating form? And we will discuss this more as we go along in this program. So in this line, Gajamukha, Gajamukha, Gananatha, we hail the Lord who has this beautiful face of an elephant and who is the master of Ganas, the divine entities. Let's move on to the second line.
Suramuni Vandita Gunashila.
The first word here is Sura, meaning demigod. The second word is Muni, meaning sage, and it comes from the word Maunam, which denotes silence. Baba says, Maunam is not just keeping the mouth shut. He says it means going beyond the influence of all the senses and getting established always in the consciousness of one's own reality. It is the silence of the inner self when the mind withdraws from the external world. The tongue too becomes silent. All the senses too follow suit. That is genuine Maunam. That is true silence. And the one who observes such silence is truly a Muni or a sage. The third word is Vandita, meaning to worship or adore. The fourth word is Gunashila, coming from Guna and Shila. Guna means quality or attributes and Shila means character. Gunashila means one who is endowed with all good qualities and a fine character. Thus in this line, Suramuni Vandita Gunashila, we bow reverentially to the Lord of all noble qualities, the one whose character is abundant with goodness and purity, the one who is adored by sages and saints and demigods. Let's move on to the third line.
Gajamukha, Gajamukha, Gananatha.
We already know the words of this line, but let us dwell a little more into the inner meaning of this elephant head of Lord Ganesha. Baba says the elephant head also symbolizes extraordinary intelligence and intellectual ability. Swami used to give the example of his pet elephant, Sai Gita. In his discourse during Ganesh Chaturthi festival of 1992, Swami said to the boys, all of you staying in the hostel would have noticed cars going up and down the road. On the other side of the hostel is the Sai Gita shed where Sai Gita lives. Sai Gita, you might have noticed, takes no cognizance of the innumerable cars going on the road, but without any notice, she smells the passing of Swami's car. Intuitively, she knows that Swami's car is on the way, that Swami has started from the mandir. She immediately comes out with a roar to greet Swami. That is the devotion of Sai Gita to her Lord. The faith of the elephant is as strong as its intelligence. The love for the master is equally strong. It is truly steadfast love. These qualities of devotion, faith and intelligence are associated with the elephant. And in fact, whoever has these qualities can be regarded as endowed with the head of an elephant. So that is the significance that Swami explained of the elephant head of Lord Ganesha. One of the explanations, I should add. Coming to the inner significance of this word Gana, Swami says they actually represent our five organs of action and five organs of perception along with the mind and intellect. Gananatha means the Lord of the intellect and higher knowledge. And that is the reason Swami says Lord Ganesha is actually within you. He is within ourselves in the form of intellect and wisdom. So in this line, Gajamukha, Gajamukha, Gananatha, we praise the Lord who bestows on us supreme intelligence as well as steadfast faith and devotion. The one who rules over our sense organs, our mind and our intellect. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Suramuni Vandita Gunashila.
Here again the words are known to us, but let us explore their inner significance further. In the past, several sages and demigods prayed to Lord Ganesha for various favors and entreated him to answer their prayers, and he too benevolently responded. For instance, the sage Atharva had the darshan of Lord Ganesha and conveyed his experience in the form of the sacred text Ganapati Atharva Shisham, which celebrates Lord Ganesha as the embodiment of the entire universe. Bhadram karne Vishnu yama deva. This is the Ganapati Atharva Shisham, and it's considered universally as the greatest and the most effective prayer to Lord Ganesha. In this text there is a line, Tvam yogino dhyayanti nityam, which means sages always meditate on you, O Lord Ganesha. Lord Ganesha is the first Lord to be meditated upon by even the gods and the sages. People of all ages first offer their obeisance to this primordial deity. So in this line, Suramuni Vandita Gunashila, we offer our loving salutations to the mighty Lord who is venerated by great sages and saints and the gods. We pray to him to bless us with a sterling character and noble virtues. Let's now move on to the fifth line of the bhajan.
Gajamukha, Gajamukha, Gananatha.
Here again we already know the words, but let's understand a little more about what the elephant-faced Lord teaches us through his vehicle, the mouse. Baba once remarked, look at the vehicle which Ganesha has chosen, the mouse. The mouse is a creature that is led even to destruction by vasana or the smell of things. It is ruled by the sense of smell. And Swami went on to explain how men are also victims of vasana. Another meaning of vasana is the preferences and predilections stamped on our minds during our past lives. This is our vasanas. And Swami says, Ganesha smoothes and suppresses the vasanas which misdirect man and create misfortune. Since the mouse has been honored so, it shares the worship offered to Lord Ganesha. Association with gods as vehicles, as ornaments, as accessories or servants of gods endows objects, animals and men with a specially sacred status, Swami says. So there are two aspects here. Even though the rat is led by vasana, the rat next to Ganesha is adored because of its association with Lord Ganesha. And the other important aspect here is how all of us have varying levels of these vasanas or these tendencies accumulated from past births, and the only way to get rid of these is to turn towards God. He alone can suppress them and help us refine ourselves. Hence in this line, Gajamukha, Gajamukha, Gananatha, we humbly bow before the Lord who teaches us to turn Godward so as to burn away the unwanted tendencies we have accumulated from so many lives, and teaches us to expand our heart with love. Let's move on to the last line.
Suramuni Vandita Gunashila.
Again, the lyrics are familiar. It might be pertinent here to recall an incident from the life of a great soul whose prayers to Lord Sai Ganesha were answered. The late Mr. Madiyal Narayan Bhatt, a great devotee of Bhagwan and a resident of the state of Karnataka, he was a great visionary and was passionate about molding young minds so that they grow up as cultured and civilized citizens with noble virtues. He established Loka Seva Vrinda, which started a residential school in Alike in Dakshin Kannada district of the state of Karnataka in 1962. As the school gained popularity in the state owing to the holistic education it imparted, people from nearby areas began requesting Mr. Bhatt to start a similar school in their locality. Bhagwan's divine will prompted him to choose Chikbalapur Taluk. A committee was soon formed and a suitable piece of land was selected in a place called Mudanahalli, and the work for constructing the school began. There were some teething troubles which led to the project being halted temporarily, but the school was eventually started in June 1973. Whenever Mr. Bhatt came to Mudanahalli, he would visit the houses of prospective donors in and around Chikbalapur. Once, just a few days before Ganesh Chaturthi, a wealthy elderly gentleman invited Mr. Bhatt to his house. He was a well-wisher of the school project and had taken great effort to mobilize support for the school. There was a small gathering in his house and Mr. Bhatt took this opportunity to speak to them about Swami's love for his devotees and narrated an incident where Swami miraculously saved a devotee in dire straits. And when Mr. Bhatt narrated this, the gentleman was in tears and he said in a choked voice, "Swami alone can save my honor." And then he went on to explain his predicament. He was the president of the Ganesha Festival Committee of the town, which organized grand celebrations over a period of 21 days, starting with the installation of a huge idol of Lord Ganesha. And on the final day, the idol would be taken in a procession through the main streets of the town and then immersed in a big lake on the outskirts. The immersion day was just a week away, but the lake, unfortunately, was nearly dry. There was a drought in the region with almost no rains during that year, and the idol, which was more than 20 feet in height, could not be immersed unless the lake became full. This was the pain of this senior gentleman. How to conduct this festival, how to conduct this immersion ceremony? Mr. Bhatt, who was very moved by this strange dilemma, he said, "Swami is none other than Ganesha. He is Sarva Devata Swarupa. Let's pray to him for rains. He is the God of gods. He will certainly help us." Bhajans and prayers were conducted in the person's house, seeking Sai Ganesha's blessings in the form of rain. And Bhagwan did respond. And how? By sending down heavy rains every night for the next 5 days, and eventually the lake was full by the day of immersion of the idol arrived. So that is how the Lord does answer the prayers of all. The Lord, who is revered and adored by noble souls, great men, sages and seers. Thus in this line, Suramuni Vandita Gunashila, we offer our gratitude to Sai Ganesha, the one who answers the prayers of sages and demigods. He is the depository of noble virtues, the one of flawless character. With this, dear listeners, we are done with getting a glimpse of what this bhajan conveys through its various appellations of Lord Ganesha. And now let's proceed to listening to this complete version of the bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashant Nilayam Mandir. And as you listen to this, please try and sing along.
Gajamukha, Gajamukha, Gananatha. Gajamukha, Gajamukha, Gananatha. Suramuni Vandita Gunashila. Suramuni Vandita Gunashila. Gajamukha, Gajamukha, Gananatha. Gajamukha, Gajamukha, Gananatha.
Part of this program, let's listen to an extract of a conversation I had with my colleague Abhishek Narayan Acharya in the first week of May 2013. Abhishek joined the Sri Satya Sai Mirpuri College of Music here in Prashantinilam in 2004 and studied there for 4 years, completing his diploma and post-diploma in music, specializing in tabla. And of course, since then he has been part of the Prashanti Bhajan group and continues to play tabla every day in Mandir, even now. So here is Abhishek. Sairam Abhishek, and welcome to the studios of Radio Sai.
Sairam Vishu Bhaiya.
So you have been very lucky to be part of the Bhajan group in this last few years of Bhagwan's earthly sojourn. I think you joined the music college in 2004.
Yes.
And I think that is when the journey with Swami sort of in his physical presence began.
Yes.
And then you started playing in the Mandir in 2006.
Ji.
So please share with us, how did this journey with music begin and how this journey with music culminated in your journey to the lover of music, to God Himself?
Really, Bishu Bhaiya, you were right. Swami was gracious enough to bless me thus. And I am born in a family musically trained. My mother is a sitar player and a singer. She has done MA in sitar and also I think BA in singing.
Mm-hmm.
My father is a music teacher. He teaches tabla, singing, playing harmonium and dholak. So given that I was born in a family which is so much into music, I had got this musical training from my father. When I was 4 years old, I believe, when I was 4 years or 5 years of age, I started singing publicly. Started singing by playing harmonium, and then I started performing with tabla and dholak when I was 6 to 7 years old. And then when I got little more older, when I was into my teens, I started taking classes. I started
taking classes?
Yes, I started assisting my dad in taking musical classes.
So you didn't have any formal certificate?
Not yet.
But you learned so much that you thought,
yes,
you can now teach.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Because this taking certificates in fine arts, this tradition is very...
it's a very recent thing.
Yes, it's a very recent thing. Earlier it was Guru Shishya kind of a thing.
Correct.
Where you were taught and you learned and you,
yes,
pick up and you start.
You were taught freely and you shared it freely.
Ji. Then eventually I went on to get scholarship for advanced learning in tabla. from the central government organization called CCRT, Center for Cultural Resources and Training, New Delhi. And for about 10 years, I was given the scholarship. Mm-hmm. And that gave me an opportunity in terms of getting advanced and higher education in the field of tabla. Mm-hmm. By one doyen of music of Banaras Gharana, Pandit Chotilal Ji Mishra. And that continued till 2002.
Mm-hmm. So 10 years you learned under
him. Yes. Then in 1999, I was introduced to Sri Satya Sai organization in my place.
Mm-hmm.
I got an opportunity to come as a Sevadal of the batch of 2000. And I could have divine darshan for the first time. And I started inquiring about any opportunities to get to stay closer to him or in Puttaparthi. Then I got to know about something called students. Then I said, I want to study here. And finally, Swami graciously blessed me with this opportunity in 2004.
So you became now a Sai student. And the second thing is, now you not only became a student, but you also eventually became a part of the Prashanti Bhajan group. So tell us, how did this happen? When and how did you really get this chance from Swami to play tabla in front of him?
In 2004, classes started in June. At the end of that month, that very first month, music college boys were asked to put up a program in front of Swami, and I was part of that performance group. I also got another opportunity to perform in front of Lord, eventually in course of another 20-30 days, and that sort of gave me encouragement and gave a little confidence to ask Swami. Although I had been playing tabla from my early childhood, but still I was hesitant because playing in front of Swami is not at all easy. There has to be some training, I used to feel inside me. But still these two things strengthened my confidence and I decided to write a letter to Swami beseeching this chance. And I came to know that birthday boys get a special permission to sit exclusively in the first row to get blessings from Swami. And at that time it is deemed appropriate chance to put in your request to Swami physically. So I said, okay, I can wait for another 1 month or so. That year, on my birthday, fell Ganesh Chaturthi. So early morning, we went. Ganesh Chaturthi day celebrations were over. Swami had come, he had given discourse. When bhajans were going on, Swami asked birthday boys to come for blessings. I went. Swami took my letter. And he gave me opportunity to physically put forth my request. I told him, Swami, I would like to play tabla for bhajans in front of you. Would you bless me with this opportunity? To which Swami replied in Telugu. I was alerted by my brothers, there is a possibility that Swami might respond in Telugu. So you remember those words. I was ready for this. Whatever words Swami had spoken, I had remembered. I kept in mind. I nodded. After Swami responded.
So you didn't really understand.
I didn't really
memorize
understand.
What yes.
said. But I said, okay, whatever this means, immediately I would go, I will sit and I will ask someone who knows Telugu. I will tell him, what does this word or this sentence mean? And I would get my answer from that. I nodded, I took Swami's Pad Namaskar, and I, along with other birthday boys, came back and sat. You won't believe, Bhaiya. So clearly I had in my mind the words. The moment I came back, I forgot everything. Even the brothers were helping me in trying to figure out what all it can be. Manchidi, Chalu, Oddu and all that they started. Nothing helped me to click. Nothing. No clue I could get. No, that word was similar to that. Nothing happened. I was so dejected. I said, Swami, I hadn't expected you to say yes. I mean, like, you know, I was not expecting, I was not so attached to this yes response, positive response coming from you. Any response from you is a blessing anyway. I would just want clear thought to be instilled in me that this is what Swami had told to my prayer. Let it be rejection also. I am being rejected by God. Like that I was thinking.
That's also fine.
Yes. But Swami, please let me remember.
But you should know directly
yes.
from you what it is.
Till my life, this is going to be one of those moments which I cherish till I breathe my last in this physical world. So, I should be able to remember always. Swami, please, your response also is something which should be imprinted not only in my mind, but also in my heart. You can't simply erase it like that. I was so down. That evening in hostel, I sat and I wrote a letter. I still remember I was pining so much for this response and so intensely I was praying for that the pen almost tore through the page. Swami, please
so all
respond.
All the pain was coming out through that pen.
And only thing I wrote, Swami, I had asked you yesterday about getting an opportunity to play tabla in bhajan group. Your response to this, I have forgotten because you responded in Telugu. Please, Swami, respond in English or in Hindi. That is what I have written. Swami, please give me whatever response you want, but in a language that I understand. And I have closed the letter. Now, it is to be given next day. Next day came, and when he came, he looked at me, and then I was holding, of course, this letter in my hand, and the prayer, what was written in the letter, was also going on in my mind at that time. As he was approaching me, between him and me were only two or three boys more in that row, he stretched his hand out, as if to indicate that, give me your letter. So I knelt up. Stretched my hand forth, in which there was a letter. As Swami was taking the letter, Swami said, eh? As if he is asking me to repeat something which I have told and he hasn't heard.
Mm-hmm.
So that gave me opportunity to stand and speak to Swami. Car stopped in front of me and then Swami said, eh? Then I told Swami, kal maine tabla bajane ke chance ke liye aapse prarthna ki thi Swami. Aapne Telugu mein bola tha. Hindi aur English mein boliye Swami, samajh mein nahi aaya.
He told this?
Yes.
God.
Swami told, wait karo, ruko, wait karo. And Swami moved on.
So you said, Swami, yesterday I had given you my letter and you had told me something about, you gave me instructions when I asked you whether I can play tabla, but please tell me in Hindi or English. You put it as clearly as you can.
Yes.
So now you understood.
Yes. And I was so happy with it. I don't know how to tell why I was happy. I was happy because of this clarity that to my prayer, Lord of the Lord has responded thus. And I said, Swami, ab to puri zindagi wait kar lunga.
Oh,
it
God.
Is enough for me to get to hear anything from you. Whole life I'm ready to wait. Then, in 2006, 2 days before Holi, we, the student of Hindustani section of Music College, were ready with a presentation, a musical presentation, to be offered at Swami's lotus feet. And we put up that program there. So I was
playing in the month of March.
This was in the month of March in 2006. Next day, I was sitting in darshan. Swami called me. So I got up and while taking my letter, Swami told, yesterday, you know, Mere To Girdhar Gopal was a very good bhajan. I really liked it. And then Swami started singing Mere To Girdhar Gopal.
Mera bhajan.
Mera bhajan. Mere To Girdhar Gopal. By that time, he called the boy who had actually sung that bhajan that day, and he also came along with another brother who had performed the previous day, and then Swami spoke to them, and then he blessed us, gave us Pad Namaskar and asked to take our places. The other brothers were already part of bhajan group, so they were sitting in bhajan group, and Swami went off inside bhajan hall, so bhajan boys went for doing bhajans in bhajan hall. When Swami came to bhajan hall, he again spoke to those two boys. And in fact, he started speaking to all the boys who had performed the previous day. As I was sitting outside, I was summoned. I, along with another brother who had performed, he was not part of bhajan group. So when we entered, by that time already Swami was surrounded by the performers of that day's presentation. There were some 4 or 5 of them. So I went and I quietly sat behind that line, the line of boys who were around Swami. Swami, in order to get a clear way, he swayed a little bit from his position, looked at me and he told smilingly, oh, tabla boy, come. So
he beckoned you?
Yeah, he beckoned me again to come closer to him. And he spoke with me also along with the group. Then became the time for bhajans to start. And then Swami looked at me and told, today you play tabla.
Wow.
You have practiced well. And you play good tabla. Today you play.
Mm-hmm.
So that day, for the whole bhajan session, I played tabla and that was the beginning.
Wonderful. So it's sort of a dramatic entry into the bhajan group.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So that was Abhishek Narayan Acharya, an alumnus of Bhagwan's Music College here in Prashanthinilayam, who now works in Radio Sai Global Harmony as a sound engineer. In fact, he's one of the sound engineers for this program too. So with this, we have reached the end of this present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you found it useful and insightful. The sound engineers for this program, other than Abhishek, are Sunil and Yatartha. We offer this humble endeavor at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan with all humility and all gratitude. As always, dear listeners, your feedback and comments for this program are most welcome. Please do send in your emails to listener@radiosai.org. listener@radiosai.org. So with this, it's time to bring to a close this segment of Thursday Live from the studios. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and my colleagues Prem and Sai Prakash are waiting to take over for our next program based on Bhagwan's discourses, Shravanam Mananam Nidhyasanam. Keep listening, immerse yourself in the bliss of His divine teachings. And I will be back after this program for the last segment of Thursday Live for yet another episode of Outside, Inside and Deep Inside at 8:35. And today we will continue from where we left off last week, the discussion about how the Sadguru subtly and silently suffuses the minds of his young pupils with timeless lessons of life, even as he soaked them with his love in Kodaikanal. So this is coming up 1 hour from now. For the present, it's time for Shravanam Mananam Nidhyasanam with Prem and Sai Prakash. Thank you so much for being with me. Keep listening and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthinilayam.